Someone asked me, what happens when you get stuck for an idea, when you're developing some code and you think that you actually are almost there, but then suddenly you realize, oh bummer, I've coded this wrong and you're stuck for an idea. I guess a lot of us have been down this road, myself included. And usually what happens, what I do, is that, I might try and my hardest to push the idea through for about an hour, and then I realize, you know, and this is from past experience, I got to take a break. And the physical act of leaving the machine, stepping away from the computer and having a wander might mean going for a lunch break. It might mean forgetting it for the day, going home, watching some TV, going out to the movies, sometimes even going to the gym releases that gem of an idea. Some people actually think that the best ideas are meant to be saved, and a lot of ideas and designs can be are written in sketch pads on the back of envelopes. Myself included have done this. When I was very young, I actually created an idea before I actually went and programmed it. And this is because home computers were a scarce resource. Now, nowadays, we have iPhones, we have netbooks and laptops. I prefer to use an iPhone and a particular application called Evernote, sometimes to jot down my ideas. And some people actually prefer to train the brain and memorize some great ideas. But there's a chance that you could actually miss that gem of an idea. If you're a mathematician or a musician who understands sheet music, you don't really want to do that. So a good idea is to get a piece of paper, a logbook, a Moleskine, and jot down your ideas so that you can run them back through. Should the time ever come to fruition where you need that gem of an idea, or it triggers a memory, or you know, that deja vu, I've actually coded this thing before, I've coded something very similar, or I've seen that software design before. And that's the way patterns of software evolved, because people figured it out before, rather than reinvent the wheel all the time. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I'll see you at DevOps 2009.